Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Myanmar's ambassador to the UK says his embassy in London has been taken over by the Burmese military and he's been locked out. Charles Wah Min described it as a kind of coup in the middle of London. He said he had tried several times to get in. Paul Adams sent this report from outside the embassy.
The ambassador has been critical of the military's actions in Myanmar. He's called for restraint and for the release of the country's elected de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. The military did say he was being recalled a month ago after the ambassador made what they said was an unauthorized statement. But it's only now that he finds himself without an embassy. The Foreign Office here says it's seeking clarification on the current status of Myanmar's ambassador in London, in line with diplomatic protocol.
European Union countries have failed to agree a joint approach to who should receive the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, despite calls for a common policy to tackle public doubts. They met after the EU's drugs regulator issued new advice on side effects. Jean McKenzie reports from Brussels.
EU health ministers gathered on video conference for an urgent meeting to discuss the regulator's findings. The European Medicines Agency concluded that although blood clots were a potential side effect of the AstraZeneca vaccine, they were very, very rare, and the vaccine should be given to all age groups. But it's up to individual countries how they use their vaccines. The EU's health commissioner had called for countries to coordinate their approach to boost the public's confidence in this vaccine. But unable to agree on a strategy, a patchwork of rules remains.
Argentina has announced an overnight curfew and a ban on non-essential workers using public transport as part of restrictions to deal with a second wave of the coronavirus. The country has reported a new daily record number of cases, 22,000. Leonardo Russia reports.
President Alberto Fernandez went on national television to announce a curfew between midnight and 6 in the worst affected areas. It will come into force on Friday. Bars and restaurants will be closed in parts of Argentina, and there will be a ban on flying abroad for tourism. Mr. Fernandez said the fight against the virus was far from over. His government imposed tough restrictions when the pandemic began and managed initially to control the spread of the virus, but eventually it came under pressure to reopen the economy.
This is the World News from the BBC.